If you have your Bible, turn to Genesis chapter 26. Genesis chapter 26. We do appreciate the Lord. And the Bible says in verse number 1, "And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee. I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And I perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And will give unto thee thy seed all these countries. In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar." Verse number 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possessions of herds and a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father. The Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the name by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And he digged another well and strove for it that also. And he called the name of it Setnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there, called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. And Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzzath, one of his friends, and Pekol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you? And they said, We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, Let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no harm, for we have not touched thee, as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning and sware one to the other. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, We have found water. I want to preach today, if God will be my help, for just a little while on this thought. Just keep on digging. Amen? Just keep on digging. As we see this and we see it's playing out, and we see Abraham's gone on, he's done passed away out of the scene, as a custom of men is. If the Lord tarries, that's the way we all go. We'll decease from this place. We'll finish up over here and start over there. But we see Abraham's gone. on, and there's a famine in the land. We see Isaac as he's trying to do the best he can. He comes up against a famine. I want to say there was a famine in the land then, and there's a famine in the land now. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a famine. There's a lack in the land today. There's a lack. It's not just for food and water and clothing and a place to live, but there's a lack of spirituality. There's a lack of seeking the Lord. There's a lack of doing what's right. There's a lack in the world. There's a famine for looking for Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior. I'm afraid even the church today's not looking for Jesus like we should. There's a famine for looking, and there's a famine for seeking. Praise God, the Bible says if we'll seek Him early, we'll find Him. But I'm afraid people's waiting, and a lot of folks is waiting too late. I'm telling you today, there's a famine in the land. Praise God. And there was a famine in the land in that day. Praise the Lord. And Isaac went down to Abimelech, king of the Philistines. Now, Philistines had always been an opposition. I want to say, praise God, there's always going to be an opposition. Amen. In this world that we live in, I'm telling you today, listen to me, just go ahead and write it down, pen it down, take it on account. There's always going to be an opposition. There's always going to be a force that's against us. Amen. There's always going to be a force that's against you. Even nature itself, amen, the things that we face, this old body of clay that we live in, it's always going to be an obstacle to us, amen, till we get out of here. Now, one day, I preached a few windy nights ago, one of these days, praise God, we're going to get that Lord a glorified body, the resurrected body of Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to go out of here without any more of those things that hold us down and hurt us. Praise God, one of these days, we'll not have to worry about them no more. We'll leave them behind forever and forever. Praise God. Amen. And we'll be going out of here to be with the Lord. But as long as we're in this old world, as long as we're in these old bodies, we'll have opposition. Amen. We'll have opposition. You know, we can settle that in our hearts and our minds, praise God. It helps us to push on for the cause of Christ. Just keep digging, praise God, for Lord Jesus Christ, because we know that He is that way out. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Lord told him, He said, listen, there's a famine, there's opposition, things is going not going the way that you'd like for them to go. But the Bible said the Lord appeared unto him. Now, if you'll notice, that's capital O-R-D. L-O-R-D, capital L-O-R-D, that's Lord Jehovah. That's God Almighty. Amen. Let me tell you something today. Bible said that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Praise God. It don't matter how good. I said it don't matter how bad it gets. Amen. God Almighty's promised He'll be there for you. Said He'd be there with you, praise God, that He'd lead you in the way. Just like Jesus was in the furnace with those three Hebrew children. Praise God, when they come out of the fire, guess who stayed in? It was Jesus. He was looking in the midst of the flames for some other person that was there that might be going that way. And He was going to be there with them to watch over them, to protect them, to love on them, to encourage them. Amen. They wouldn't run out of hope, but they would live with hope in the one that was there with them. Praise God, because He promised He'd be there. And the Lord God, He appears unto Isaac, and He says, go not down into Egypt. He said, listen, young man. He said, I know difficult times has come. He said, I know famine's at hand. He said, I know finances may not be what they ought to be. But praise God, don't go down to Egypt. What does He say? He said, don't turn your back on God. Don't go back off into the world. The world ain't got nothing for you. Praise God. He said, I've got all that you need. He said, just stay with me. Amen. I want to say this morning, praise God, it's a whole lot better with Jesus. It's a whole lot better, praise God, with the Lord. Listen, we're going to have to just keep digging and keep pushing on, praise God. As long as we're in this word, we might as well do it for Jesus. Amen. I won't do it for nobody else, do you? Amen. Praise God, I want to do it for the Lord. He said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in this land, which I shall tell thee of. Amen. Say, praise God. He said, Lord, I've got a good land. Amen. I want to take you to it. I want you to take you through it. I want you to show you what I've got for you. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I've seen the volume of the book, what God's got for me this morning. Amen. Have you seen the picture lately of what God's got for you? Now, I don't know what the world picture looks like.
I can see little glimpses and pieces of it. But I can see the spiritual picture that God's got for me. I praise God how He brings me up and He brings me out and He brings me unto Himself and He covers me with His wing in the shadow of His grace and mercy. He nurtures me and He helps me and He encourages me. And God Almighty says to Isaac, the same thing He said to you and me today, church. He said, just keep on pressing on. Keep on digging because it won't be long. Amen. Folks are looking around. Praise God, they're looking for something. But the Lord said unto Isaac, He said, sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee. Amen. He said, just stay, praise God, where I am. And said, you'll be all right. He said, because I'll be in your midst. Hey, listen, I'd rather have a place where Jesus is than any other place I know. Hey, listen, I'd rather have Him than anything I know. Said, for unto thee and unto thy seed, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Ain't you glad for a heritage today? Amen. Praise God. I'm glad we have a heritage. I'm glad the same God that saved my granddaddies and saved my grandmothers. Praise God is the same God that saved me. Praise God. The same one that saved my wife. The same one that saved the folks in my family. Praise God. A heritage in the Lord is what we have today. God said the same promise that I give to granddaddy. Praise God is the same promise that I give to you. He said, I'll be your God and you'll be my people. I'll walk with you and I'll talk with you. I'll lead you and I'll guide you. I pray God, when you can't figure out the way, I'll show you the way. Praise the Lord. What a God we serve today. Praise His holy name. That's nothing but Kobab to shout. Praise the Lord. God's good this morning, youngins. And He's good to us. He said, I give you an oath. He's offering us the same oath, the same promise today. He said, I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. Amen. Now when He talks of stars of heaven, He's talking about spiritual things. And when He talks about this, multiplies them as the sand of the seashore, He's talking about the earthly things. So God's telling them, He tells Abraham, He said, I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to multiply you. He said, I'm going to multiply you with the physical things of this world, the earthly things. But praise God, I'm going to bless you even more with the spiritual things. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes I think we get to thinking that God's forgot us down here. And all the promises He had for us is when we get to glory. But praise God. I want to say God's promises for us are for the here and now and the hereafter. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You see what we do? We sell God too little. We sell Him short. We think, I know when we get to heaven, praise God, I'm going to be in that glorified body and I'm going to believe in Him and everything's going to be all right. But somehow we tend to forget that He can take care of us here too. That He loves us and He'll help us, praise God, if we'll just let Him. If we'll seek Him and seek Him early, praise God. He'll manifest Himself to us. He'll bless us. He'll multiply His blessings upon us. So how do I get them? So I just trust in the Lord. Amen. By giving God glory. He said, I will make a seed to multiply the stars in heaven. I will give unto thee seed all these countries. And I will bless, and thy seed shall be shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Amen. He said, what I want you to do, I want you to be a blessing. He said, I'm going to bring you up. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to bring you out, praise God, so that you can be a blessing. Did you ever think yourself as a blessing? He said, well, preacher, I never thought I was a blessing on anybody. I can't even be a blessing on myself. I sent the mully grubs all the time. I go around my lip pumped out. And they said, it just seems like it's just a discouraging time and I just can't get any relief. But he said, listen, God Almighty is real today, praise God. He's an ever-present help. He's that force, praise God, to be reckoned with. And we can just trust Him, praise God, for what He's already done. The promises He's made. And He said, I'll make you to be a blessing on the whole world. Amen. I'll make you to be a blessing. Amen. He wants us to be a blessing. He wants you to be a blessing. He said, how do you do it? By just keep digging. Amen. Just keep a digging in. Praise God. Keep a going. He said, how good? By the power that's invested in us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Lord God of heaven. He said, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charges, my commands, my statutes, and my laws. Praise God. He said, Isaac dwelt in Gerar. He said, let me, God said, listen, I want you to be a blessing. He said, I put you here to be a blessing. I want you to stay here. I want you to be a blessing. Pray God to my people. Amen. Pray God, I want you to be an encouragement. You know, it's time we ought to get over to Mully Grove. Praise God, start being encouragement. You say, how do you encourage? We need to do like David. We need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen. Because the Lord God Almighty, praise God, He is that force, praise God, that's there. He is that force, amen, that we have the encourage of the encourager, praise God, because He's there for us. When it seems like we're getting beat down, seems like we don't know which way to turn, praise God, there is a God that's there to help us. Praise the Lord. Amen. When our people are sick, when people are down, when things is going wrong, praise God, I want to tell you who can make it right. Praise God, just keep a digging, keep a looking to the Lord. Hey, He's author and finisher of our faith. And praise God, hey, listen, you don't have to worry about it. He loves you, praise God, just like He loves me today. And He'll help us, Lord God of glory, if we'll just keep digging. Amen. There's a strength and a power today in Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise God, it's already overcome all the obstacles that this world ever faced. And glory be to God. One day in a little while, it's going to make us say, hey, we're going to get a hold of that. We're going to come out of there with a shout. Praise God. We're going to come out of there outside of the Mully Grove. Praise the Lord. And the devil won't be able to catch us till we get to heaven. And then it'll be too late because he'll be left behind. Amen, glory, hallelujah, be a blessing. But the Bible says that old Isaac, he didn't get down. He sowed in that land. See, God told him, He said, don't you go back into the world. You know, sometimes it'd be easy just to give up and just go back. Just fit in. Not make ways. But praise God, I want to say you don't get no help that way. Amen. Sometimes this life ain't easy. Sometimes there's difficulty. Sometimes there's always going to be an adversary in our life. The biggest one I have is that old fella I shave every day. Amen? Biggest adversary I have is that one I try to groom up, make look all right. Hey, but I want to say, praise God, I'm glad there's something inside me, praise God, takes care of me. That inside, praise God, He cleans it up and He nurtures it up and He helps it up. And praise God, He dulls it up, praise God, so I can come out shining for the glory of God. Bless His holy name. He said, He sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Amen. Just think about what happens when we're mindful of the Lord. Amen. When God's speaking to us and we're listening, we're just wanting to hear from God. You realize what a blessing it is to God? Hello? Now listen to me. Now, when you come to church, you get in, we worship, boy, it blesses your pastor's heart. Every time I see you here, pray God, it blesses my heart. But can you imagine how much it blesses the heart of God? To see you putting forth that effort to come out and magnify His name, to lift Him up, to recognize an opportunity to praise and worship Him. Praise God. And God blesses that. Isaac, Bible said, he sowed where God told him to sow, and he reaped 100-fold. 100 times. Now that, if you're a farmer, that's almost impossible. Usually the yield is between 60 and 80-fold. But he said he sowed, praise God, and he reaped 100-fold. Just think if we sow in the Lord God Almighty what we could reap today. You say, well, preacher, it ain't like it used to be. No, but God's still the same. Amen. He changeth not. He's the same yesterday, forever. Praise God. If we'll just sow unto the Lord, praise God, we'll reap a bountiful harvest. Amen. Bible said the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. Amen. You want to be great today. You want to be renowned today. Be good. Be renowned. Be known in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be one in that. Amen. Don't say, look at me. You want to say, let me point you to Jesus. Let me show you my God. Let me show you my Savior. Let me show you the one, praise God, that brought me up out of the pit of mire. Brought me up out of sin, praise God. Put my name upon in the Lamb's book of life. Saved me by His marvelous grace. Who is it? It's Jesus Christ. It's the cross of Calvary. It's the blood that He shed. Praise His holy name. What a God I serve. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a great person. Wanted to lift up the name of Jesus. Bible said He possessed flocks and possessed herds, great store of servants. But now watch this. The Philistines envied Him. Amen. Now that was there to hinder Him, that was there to hold Him back. He said these the very ones, hey, listen, they wanted Him to do good. Amen? But when he began to do good, they began to envy him. I want to say that's a whole lot of this world today. When you start doing good, they'll envy you. Amen? If you ain't very careful, they'll try to pull you back. They'll try to slow you down. Because you're getting so far ahead of them, you're about to get out of sight. Amen? Glory be. Well, you're about to get over on Shouting Down, praise God, and they can't keep up with you. So they'll begin to envy you. But praise God, you say, what do you do? Praise God, you keep a digging. You just keep a taking. You just keep a showing them, I praise God, the words of the way of an almighty God. Praise God, they keep following. The Bible said the wells of his father's servant had digged in the days of Abraham. His father, Philistines, had stopped them and filled them with earth. All the wells had been stopped up. All the wells had been filled up. All the wells had been made out. I mean, it was a place. Now, if you know anything about the wilderness, you can't hardly make it through the wilderness unless you find water.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say, praise God, listen, we're living in a wilderness today. We're living in a place of famine today. And the only way we're going to get to it, get through it, praise God, is to find the places of water. Amen. What do you say, Pastor? I'm saying we need to be a place of water. We need to be a well, praise God, today where people can come and satisfy their thirst. See, if they don't do it here, if our youngins, our young people, our families don't satisfy their thirst, in the house of God, they'll find somewhere else to satisfy that thirst. Yeah. Of course, it's deception of the enemy. It's deception of those that are envious, praise God. They don't want us to be satisfied. Amen. But they want us to have to keep digging. But I want to say, praise God, it's all right if we just keep digging for Jesus Christ. God will make the difference. Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Now, Isaac was just a little bitty people, very few in number. But came Amalek, he said, hey, listen, you're greater, a whole lot bigger than we are. You know what made Isaac bigger? Was the God he served. Amen. Praise God. Don't really let nobody tell you that you're small, praise God, because in the eyes of God, you're way up here. Amen, praise God. You're big in the eyes of God. The Bible said, Isaac left out. He departed and he pitched his tent in Gerar. There in the valley, amen. And he dwelt there. Now you say, preacher, why wouldn't he want to get away from these people? Because God said, listen, I said, I've got help for you. He said, if you'll just go and stay where I put you, he said, I'll bless you where you are. Amen. So Isaac went there and he stayed there and the Bible says he began to dig those wells. And he digged again the wells of water. Now, they was wells there at one time. But I'm afraid today that we're living in a land, we're living in a time that the enemy's trying to fill up the wells. They're sabotaging the wells of water. They're sabotaging the things of God.
Amen.
But I want to say there's a God of heaven who lives in our heart, praise God. He said, listen, what you need to do? He said, don't give up. Don't run off. I just get you a shovel. Get you a pick, praise God, and go to digging the wells again. Why? Because Isaac was promised a heritage. Amen. I said, Isaac was promised a heritage in the Lord. He said, just take your shovel, boy, and just go to dig. So Isaac got his service. He said, boys, let's dig again those wells. He said, what wells you talking? They ain't no wells here. He said, they was a well at one time. Daddy come through here, and Daddy was a digging, praise God, and he found those wells of water. And if we'll just get our picks and get our shovel and lay to it, praise God, we can dig them again. Amen. Find water. Praise be to God. So they began to dig those wells. And the Bible says in Isaac, verse 19, servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. Amen. Isn't it amazing how God's people began to do what God told them to do, and they began to dig there. Amen. Dig again those wells that Abraham had dug, and they found, not only did they find water, but praise God, they found springing water. Now, what does it mean, springing water? They didn't just find a pool of water. They just didn't find a vein of water. But praise God, when they settled to dig again those wells that the enemy had stopped up, praise God, God Almighty sent them a springing water. When they hit that thing come out of there like an artesian well. It was a shooting water up out of the ground. Praise God. What does that mean to me and you? Praise God, God gives us water. Praise the Lord. Gets it up out of there so everybody can drink of it. Amen. Praise His holy name. Springing water. Can you imagine what happened when word got back over there to those Philistines? So they went over there and dug that old well. I said, well, that old well over there in Gerar where Abraham had digged, ain't nothing to it. It's just a little old crinkly thing. Wasn't even really good water. They said, yeah, bro. So I don't know what you're talking about. But old Isaac got over there and he dug it again, praise God, on the promise of, God Almighty. And when they hit that vein of water, said it come up out of there, praise God, springing up out of the ground. Can you imagine what took place? I know I got a vivid imagination. I can just imagine the story got out. Oh, Isaac dug again those wells of his father Abraham. I said, so what? He said, hey, the first one he dug had springing waters. I can see those Philippians, they said, praise God. What? And those Philistines say, praise God. We're going to have to go check this out. Amen. That's got to be a miracle. We don't have those around here. So they go down there, the herdmen of Gerar. Bible said, verse 20, and they just strive with Isaac, herdman, saying, the water's ours. And he called the name of it Esek. Now that word Esek literally means contention or strife. He said, them Philistines, they come down there and they say, whoa, wait a minute, buddy. This springing water is our water. This spring and water, we just going to claim this, praise God, because it's ours. I want you to notice something. Isaac didn't tell his boys. He didn't say, hey, listen, fellas, just go ahead and go get your spears, get your hose, get your pitchforks, and we're going to put an end to this right now. Are we going to whoop these old Philistines? Praise God, we're going to beat them down. We're going to beat them back. But he didn't do that. Amen. They wanted the water. You know what? There's a whole lot of people that's out here, there's a whole lot of people out here today that needs the water of life. They need that springing water. It springs up into newness of life. We need to dig again, praise God, and we need to get down to that water. And when they gather around it, praise God, we need to just step back and let them get a drink. Amen. Praise God. Just shout and praise God around the fringes and let the lost, let those that's seeking a drink of water, praise God, just come in and be filled with the Spirit of God. Let them come in, get them a drink. Amen. No strife, no contention, praise God. Bible says then, verse 21, and they digged another well and strove over that also. And he called the name of it Sitnah. That word Sitnah means hatred, bitterness. Amen. Praise God. They come in there and they say, well, wait a minute, Isaac. This well right here said it's ours too. Amen. We're staking claim on this well. Praise the Lord. We're going to take it too. And Isaac, I can see his servants, they striving over the bed. Said, man, we done give them one. He said, hey, wait a minute, but fellas. He said, let's just pull back. Let's regroup. Let's think about this. Praise God, that water that's coming out, those waters that was not here are here now. He said, we've dug and we dug again. But praise God, let's just back up. Let's just give them the water. That water of life, praise God, is coming out. Praise the Lord. He said, we're not going to contend for it. We're not going to have any strife. We're going to pull back. And we're going to let them have this one also. I bet they was a shaking their head. I bet his herdman say, man, this is crazy. We're working our fingers to the bone trying to get these wells open back up, and you're just giving them away. Amen. But the Bible says, and he removed from thence and digged another well. Amen. Now watch. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. Amen. And he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. So Isaac pulled back. He said, listen, fellas, we'll go here. We'll dig in. Daddy had another well right over here. I know where it's at. I remember from a lad. It was a pretty good well of water. We'll go over there and we'll dig at. And they went over there and they found that water, praise God, coming up out of that ground. Lord, Lord, hallelujah. And he said, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He said, this is good water. And he said there was no strife or no contention over this one. Amen. I want to say today, there's enough water to go around. There's enough water to satisfy the thirst of every soul in the country, in the world, in the nation, in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we just got to be the dig in the wells. We got to clean out the wells so the water can flow, so that God Almighty can satisfy those souls that need to be satisfied. Praise His holy name. And he said, we're going to be, he said, fellas, there's room for us now. He said, we have room. We can enjoy this one. Amen. Because we was willing to sacrifice us. We was willing to put those others out. We was willing to work for those others so that other folks might be willing to drink too. Now, I thought about this last night. What if Isaac had loaded up and went to Egypt? Huh? What if he had said, oh no, this famine's too great, things are too bad, we ain't gonna make it. They youngins, Rebecca, get the youngins, get the people, get their folk, let's just gather up, let's just go down to Egypt and let this thing pass. And all these Philistines, all these people would have missed the water of life. They'd have missed the waters, praise God, that was coming, that God wanted Isaac to dig at wells. He wanted them open so that those folks in that place could drink. They'd have probably died in the famine. That probably died for lack of water. See, you can do without food for a long time. But you can't do without water but just a few days. Because we're made up, these old bodies is made up mostly of water. H2O. And when we get to when we don't get enough, we dehydrate, we just draw up, swivel up, turn into dust. Amen? But Isaac, he was willing to redig those wells. He said he went up from thence to Beersheba. Now watch this. In verse number 24. And he said, the Lord appeared unto him that the same night and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed the seed for my servant Abraham's sake. Praise God. So he offers him up. He offers up a blessing. He gives him a, God gives him a promise. So why could God give him a promise? Because he had obeyed God. He said, listen, so I'm going to offer up you the promise of your father because he kept my covenant, because he kept my commandment, because he kept my law, because he kept my statutes, because he walked with me, praise God. And because of that, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to offer you a blessing. And Isaac was willing. He said, I'm going to keep a digging. I'm going to keep opening up wells of water so people can come and drink. Praise God, it's an arid and a dry place and people need water. Amen. We're living a day and an hour. We're so selfish, praise God. If we had a bottle of water, we wouldn't share it with nobody. Amen. Listen, I wouldn't drink after you cause COVID. Praise God, I'd get a cup and pour you some out. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we're living a day and an hour. People don't want to share. They won't share nothing they got. Amen. I gave, it's me and my three or me and my four and no more. But I'm praying, praise God, I'm glad God Almighty puts people out there that put themselves out there for God's glory. And the Lord said, I'm going to be with you. That same night, God come to him. Amen. The Lord. And he blessed him and he made him a promise. Told him not to be afraid, praise God. He said, just keep on digging, Isaac. It's going to be all right. God gave his approval, praise the Lord, on what Isaac was doing. The Bible said he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there... Now remember, he's done went up to Beersheba. And he's pitched there. The Lord's blessing him. And the Bible said, there Isaac's servants digged a well. Now notice what happens here in verse 26. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Huzath, one of his friends, and Pichol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me and have sent me away from you? Now this is pretty amazing stuff right here. Isaac assumes, he said, since they sent him away, that they hate him. Amen. Didn't realize that God was doing it, that he might be a blessing. Sometimes we think people hate us. Sometimes we think people they use us, deceitfully use us, or they use us, praise God, for the cause. But what happened is they use them for God's glory. Amen. He said, you hate me and you sent me away. And they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. Amen. So you see what's taking place? Them people, King Abimelech, he saw God on Isaac. I wonder if people look at us today, they see God on us. They see God on you. Amen. They realize God's doing something in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord, because you're shouting praise and giving God glory. You're realizing God Almighty is still in control. He's offered a promise, praise God. And they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee, and we said, let there be now an oath betwixt us, even between us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee. Isaac, listen, I'm just going to be honest. We've been discussing this, and we know, praise God, that God's all over you. God's helping you. God's blessing you. God's multiplying you. God's just doing great and wonderful things for you. And we just need to make a truce. We make a covenant oath between us, praise God. We don't want to get on the bad side of God. We want you to be our friend, praise God. We want you to stand in line. We're grateful you're here. You're a blessing to it. What did God say that he'd do to Isaac? He said, if you'll listen to me, so you don't go back into the world, he said, I'll make you to be a blessing. Amen. He said, I will make you to be a blessing. Isaac said, I don't know how I'm going to be a blessing. Look at little old me, praise God. I'm not much. I'm not much at all, praise God. Not just an old stump of a person. But praise God, God Almighty said, if you'll walk with me and you'll talk with me, you'll keep my law, my statutes, my judgments, my commandments. He said, I'll make you a blessing to those around you. Amen. I'd say, oh, Isaac, he's sitting there, he's taking this in. He said, glory, hallelujah. What a promise. God said that. Did you ever doubt? Did you ever doubt God take you and use you for a blessing? He said, I want to make a covenant between us. Verse 29, that thou will do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now a blessed, that now the blessed of the Lord. Now watch what happens. Look at this picture. It said, he made them a feast and they did eat and drink. He said, I thought they was my enemies. I thought they hated me. But they come here and they said, wait a minute, Isaac, we know of it. We've been talking about it. My buddy here and the chief of my army, my military leader, we've been talking about this. And what you have, there's no way that we could overthrow it. It's bigger than we are, Isaac. He said, I want to make a truce with you. I want to make an oath. Between us, that you won't hurt us. You won't call the wrath of God. And Isaac says, glory to God. But you know what he did? He said, Rebecca. He said, how about getting the girls together and getting the servants together. She said, what for? He said, we're going to make a feast. He said, well, wait a minute. What do you mean make a feast? For them? Everywhere that we've turned, they've been our adversary. He said, yeah, but ain't they a blessing? Hey, man, they, praise God, ain't they a blessing? They come to our place. Praise God, they come to drink our water. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, set the table. Get out the drink. I can see them as they set it out there. They make a feast. And Isaac takes up the cup and he begins to pray. Say, oh, God, please, take and touch these Philistines. God, I pray that you'd bless them and help them. Help them realize the God of heaven. Help them realize the power you have. Help them realize the authority to make men into that you'd have them to be for your glory. Lord God, help them to realize that it's not Isaac that done this, but it's the God of Isaac. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't see that in there. You don't think he prayed before they had the feast? Man of God? The Bible said in the and they rose up betimes in the morning and they swear one to another, and Isaac sent them away. Watch it. And they departed from him in peace. Can you see it?
as they're going up and the next morning they get up, boy, they've had a feast, they've had their belly full, they've had rejoicing, praising God, maybe even got up and got to singing some hymns and some spiritual songs, praising God, giving Him glory. And them Philistines went out of there different than they come. Amen. Praise the Lord. But now listen, just notice the blessings of God. Verse 32, and I'm done. And the Bible says, and it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, now watch this, we have found water. Amen. God, see, Isaac's attitude had changed. Amen. It changed to a godly spirit and a Godward spirit, and God manifests Himself, and He does it again. Amen. Every time we recognize who God is, He said, we have found water. Amen. A water freshening. More blessings. Amen. I say, oh, Isaac, he steps back. He's, Lord, I can't even contain this. Everywhere we dug again, praise God, we found the water. See, that water's always there. We just have to find it. See, the water was always there. Them Philistines had stopped it up, or they thought they had. They thought they could get rid of it. The world thinks they can get rid of us. The world thinks they can get rid of the Word of God, but I won't say they can't. Amen. They may cut. They may put it away. They may hide it. They may do like old King did. They may cut it with a penknife and throw it in the fire. But praise God, I want to say the Word of God will stand forever. Praise be to God. But all we got to do is just keep digging. Just keep a digging those wells of water. Amen. And when folks come along and they come up to the well, just start pissing out that well water in a liberal fashion. That well water, that water that makes you well in Jesus Christ your Savior. That's the water that makes a difference, praise God. So it's our opportunity, it's our privilege, praise the Lord, to just keep digging the well. Just keep a looking for water. See, that's what we do every time we come to the house of God. We come looking for the water of the Word. We come looking for that well of water that'll spring up into life everlasting that Jesus Christ promised us. And when we find that water, praise God, what we're going to do, brother, is just beckon those others to come in and drink with us. And come in, get you a cup full. Praise the Lord. Water's fine, glory to God. It'll help your soul. Amen. But we just got to keep digging the wells. The old enemy may come along. They may try to fill them in. They may try to stop them up. But praise God, as long as we just got to be armed with our pick and our shovel and prayers, amen, and the grace of God, and just keep a digging for the glory of God. And others will come along and they'll be like, why? Because just like Abraham, Isaac was leaving a heritage. Youngins, it's up to us to come along and keep digging and leave a heritage. The water of the Word, those springs of water, praise God, where the thirsty can come and drink. Amen.